When I was a kid growing up, there was milk. There was one version of milk. It was white and it was milk and it was cold and the milkman left it out the front. But these days, things have changed massively. There's all sorts of different variations of milk and they also have different effects on us. Joining us to have a chat about this morning, Leah Dowling, lecturer in dietetics from the Swinburne University of Technology. Leah, how are you this morning?
Very well, thank you, Andrew.
Leah, do you have a favourite kind of milk?
Look, I've drunk a few different varieties, namely just regular dairy milk, you know, sometimes full cream, sometimes low fat, and also I've had a bit of soy as well.
I must admit, if I do drink any milk these days, it's soy. That's the one that seems to fit best with my diet, if I could put it that way, so very, very gently, because dairy milk sometimes can have an effect on us in different ways.
Yes, there are some people who are intolerant or even allergic, which is a different thing again to dairy milk. You know, so particularly babies might have some babies may have a cow's milk protein allergy, so an immune response. And then there's other people who may have a lactose intolerance. So that's, they're intolerant to the sugar component of dairy milk. So they might get some gastrointestinal symptoms.
And that seems to be what I get to experience. So soy milk doesn't do that for me. Is soy milk good for me in all respects then?
In terms of nutrition, it's comparable to dairy milk in most respects. So if we're looking at some of the key nutrients like protein, for example, and also calcium, you know, two of the reasons why we might drink milk, soy milk compares quite well to regular cow's milk. Of course, we do need to sort of note that it's not actually milk, so, you know, there's no mammal involved there, but it also needs to be fortified with calcium. But soy milk's been around for quite a long while now, so most of them are well fortified with calcium, but we do need to just have a quick check of the nutrition panel for that.
And that is part of the discussion as well, is these things we referred to as milk are actually fortified water, really.
Some people might just call them soy drink or even juice. You know, sometimes, you know, you might refer to it almond juice. So they're not actually milk at all. But some of them are fortified with some of those key nutrients and some better than others.
Well, and there are some really funky ones that have come out in the last few years. Almond, and I'll use the term milk anyway, just to make life easier for everybody. Mm. But almond milk, for example, why are people adopting almond milk? Is that better than soy?
Not in terms of its nutrition profile, Andrew. The soy does stack up much better than almond milk. Almond milk, although almonds are very good for us and very high in protein, the almond drink or almond milk doesn't contain very much in the way of almonds. You know, sometimes between 2 to 14%, there was a choice survey that found that they actually quite watery. So although almonds are very good for us, almond milk, not bad for us, but, you know, often doesn't contain a lot of that key ingredient that we might think it does.
And there's other ones like oat and coconut and rice. Are they similar insofar as they don't have much of that particular ingredient like almond milk?
Yes, they are. So, you know, if we look at just some of the key nutrients like protein, cow's milk has about 8.5 grams per cup, but then soy has about 8, so quite similar. Almond can contain about 1 to 3, and things like oat and rice, less than 1 usually, so quite low in that sort of key nutrient. And then we need to look at calcium, of course, and cow's milk has around 300 milligrams per cup, and soy contains sort of a similar amount if it's fortified. And then the almond, it really depends on whether or not it's been fortified. So we really do need to look at some of those, particularly some of the sort of more organic-y type ones. They may or may not be fortified, so we just need to be on the watch out for that. But the main issue with some of them being particularly like rice, milk and coconut is they're just really, really low in nutrition, so really low in protein particularly. So there are some groups of people such as, you know, very small children or growing adolescents or even elderly people who might need a bit more nutrition than that.
There may be people out there who think they're doing the right thing by the planet, for example, but they're not necessarily doing the right thing by their kids by utilising those forms of milk as opposed to dairy milk.
Yeah, particularly with rice milk and coconut milk, yes. So you can, of course, get these key nutrients in other foods. You know, there's plenty of other foods that contain calcium. So, you know, you've got things like your green leafy veggies, calcium-set tofu, sesame seeds, tahini, whole grains and pulses and things like that. So there are other ways to get these things like calcium. But and also protein, of course. There's lots of vegetable sources of protein as well as animal sources. But if you're looking to replace your milk with something that's similar to milk in terms of nutrition,
right,
then you're probably better off to go for something like a soy. So there's nothing wrong with having almond milk, for example, but you just have to be aware that it's not actually giving you the same nutrition. But yeah, for children, I would steer clear of rice milk for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, this discussion has certainly made me thirsty. I'm going to go and have a glass of milk. And Leah, thank you very much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you, Andrew.